Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the best Steelers Insight from our Hall of Famer and Steelers Insider, Ed Bouchette.
Hurry up! Let's go!
Ed Bouchette is heard exclusively on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Good morning, Ed.
Hello, fellas.
How are you?
Good. You punched that button too late.
No, I punched it right on time, and you didn't say anything.
You punched it right as you were saying something, and I didn't hear it.
That's okay. We're off to a good start, Ed, and I'm happy to talk to you. And I'm going to start you with a general question, a league-related question, before we get to A, B, and everything else. Where do you think Tom Brady's going to play next year, Ed?
You know, I've heard Tennessee. I've heard the Chargers. Maybe back in New England. I don't know. If he's just going for the money, I don't know why somebody'd sign him. I really don't. Well, I guess the Chargers, they're going to lose their guy, their ancient Mariner, and going to bring in another one.
How about
and
Tennessee?
Tennessee's going to lose their current starter, probably, and I guess Mariota's done there. You know, I don't know why you'd pay him all that money for a 40. What's he going to be, 44, 40? How old is he?
How old is he, Ron?
Hey, he's I think he's 43 now.
So he'll be 44.
Yeah,
God.
Father time. I think he's slowing down, obviously. But, I mean, he might have 1 year left, one run in him, you know.
I think he'll go somewhere, though, that has some receivers and some linemen. If they don't have receivers or linemen, I would be surprised if he went.
Well, he didn't have any of those in New England this year after Antonio lasted just one game, which is a nice segue. Ed, it just never seems to end with this guy. Now the latest is apparently he has locked himself in the house in Florida in some sort of police standoff involving some sort of battery against a delivery man. What do you make of all this? And I can't see this ending happily, man.
Well, it depends on what you mean by happily, Ron. If he goes to jail, that might be happily for some people.
That's true.
You know, everybody who wants to feel sorry for Antonio Brown, how about feeling sorry for his victims?
How about his kids?
Those are his victims.
That's
right. I count them among his victims. I'm sorry. I can't find any sympathy for this guy.
That's interesting, Ed. I'm torn on this. Part of me agrees with that, and part of me wonders. I mean, Gene Collier wrote this recently, pretty much projecting out there that Antonio could be a victim of CTE. So what do you think when you read that?
Was Charles Manson a victim of CTE? Let's start raising some sympathy for him as well, although he's dead. I mean, every time somebody does something wrong, do we have to be, A, sympathetic, B, suggest that there's something wrong with his head, and C, say, oh, he must have CTE, even though they can't diagnose it until he's dead?
Ed, where do you think? Do you think he'll ever play in the league again?
Not after this latest stuff, Ron. The video.
With his kids involved, that went over the line for me.
Well, what the NFL, it's just adding more stuff onto the NFL. They're investigating the two women who said he, I don't know the wording, let's just say sexually abused, because I don't know if they accused him of rape or what. This other stuff's just being more logs thrown onto that fire, that bonfire that's raging right now. And, they haven't cleared him yet. And I think it'll be ongoing. Teams are just going to go, no mas.
That's my feel, too. I don't think the NFL wants him back and is going to do everything it can to keep him out.
You know, there's another thing, too. He's going to be, what, 33 now?
Yep.
Next season, he will have been out virtually an entire year. You know, they stayed away from Kaepernick. The heck is that? What are you guys doing in there?
Horse, what are you doing? Very disrespectful, Ed. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ed. Continue.
They stayed away from Kaepernick, and I know they didn't stay away from a couple other guys, but they did. Ray Rice never got another chance.
But he couldn't play anymore, Ed. That's the thing. That's why I always believe there's one. Tyreek Hill is playing in the Super Bowl. You can go back and read the arrest report from college and all the crap that happened this year with his kid, whether you believe he was involved or not. I just always think one team would take a chance, but I don't think he'll play. The league might not want him to play. And even if a team took a chance on him, I don't think he's mentally capable of playing.
Well, the one thing about Tyreek Hill, he stayed with the same team, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown's been with three teams, if you will, that rejected him now. And I think other teams are going to look at it. They don't know him. They don't, you know, maybe they have a nice culture, and bringing him in is going to upset some of that. And then you start looking at how selfish he is on the field when he throws fits, when the ball's not coming to him. You put up with some of that stuff, but now that all this other things are happening, I don't know, and he's a year older.
Ed, Jerry Dulac had a story. I know you've been writing about it, too, about Bud Dupree, that they're not going to let what happened with Le'Veon impact putting a franchise tag on Bud Dupree. Is it just a foregone thing that that's exactly what they're going to do?
Yeah, I think Art Rooney said that to a group of reporters the other day, Ron, and it didn't surprise me. Why would you allow one player's experience to poison the well for things you do in the future? That was unique. And you may have no choice. I don't mean no choice by putting it on or not, but if you want to keep him, you know, you may not be able to get a deal done before March. And we've seen this before. They've done that with guys, and then they come to long-term deals. Lamar Woodley was one of them. So just because they put the franchise tag on him in March doesn't mean they still can't get something done before that July deadline where they would have to.
Ed, would you bring in a veteran quarterback to compete with Mason, even if things are going well with Ben?
I don't know if – would I? Could I? I'm not – where are you going to get a veteran quarterback who's worth his salt that you think can help you and you're going to be able to afford him? I don't see that happening, Joe. I really don't.
How about a guy like a Case Keenum? There's also going to be a ton of quarterbacks out there, Ed, desperate for jobs. I mean, the market would appear to be flooded this offseason.
Well, is that what you want, though, a quarterback who's desperate for a job or someone who can help you? You know, I ran the Landry Jones flag up, and I was told they don't think he's any better than Mason Rudolph, so why bring in a more expensive quarterback? And I know they were looking at him. They were trying to get him away from the XFL this past year, but that was him versus Duck. I just don't think you bring a third guy in.
No.
If Ben can't play, that's the X factor here, Joe and Ron. If Ben can't play, and they know that early on, like maybe the thing responding, I don't know, and I don't know anything about it. Then I don't know. I don't know what you do. You might have to look for a backup somewhere. Have Mason, you know, start out as your starter and maybe get some kind of backup somewhere.
I think Tomlin, when his season ender, said February 1st, right around then, we'd have a much clearer picture of how Ben's rehab is going. Now, I don't know if they're going to announce anything or not, but
they never announced anything.
Yeah, I know, and nobody's going to be available. Ed, we were talking about this the other day. The playoffs are down to the Super Bowl now. Do you feel worse about the Steelers' chances of getting back now after you see what Mahomes is doing and some of these young quarterbacks are doing around the league?
Well, some of those young quarterbacks aren't in the Super Bowl either, Ron. No, I think if It's a big if. It's the whole ball of wax, I think. If Ben is healthy and it gets back anywhere near his form, then I think they're in pretty good shape because they have a really good defense when it stacks up against probably any in the NFL. And, you know, with him at quarterback, he makes that offense and makes a lot of things better. The running game better, you know, makes McDonald better, probably makes Juju better, makes the offensive line better. So, but that's still that's the X factor. And if he's not that, then Mason's the guy. And, you know, you're probably going to go through some pain next year because, you know, I don't see him lighten things up yet. He's not Ben.
Let me read you this from Pro Football Focus, Ed. This is
My favorites.
You don't like Pro Football Focus?
Stephon Tuitt still playing at midseason.
What did they have?
They were grading the Steelers' defensive line at midseason and saying how well Stephon Tuitt graded out.
Well, he graded out well before he got hurt.
No. They were talking about current, Joe.
Oh.
Maybe they saw Javon Hargrave and thought it was Stephon Tuitt.
Is he always this cranky, Ron, after the season?
Oh, I don't know.
Where do I go from here?
I've known Ed for a long time, and he's always been cranky.
I'm not a big PFF fan, Joe.
I respect the fact that at least they try to quantify things that have never been quantified in football, Ed.
I think if you look Pro Football where all the stats are, Pro Football Resources, PFR, is doing a pretty good job. But go ahead, make your point.
All right, forget who the source is here. It's a wish list. It's unbelievable, Ron.
You've just rained all over Starkey's premise
eight
here,
times
Ed.
Since the beginning of this interview. It's incredible.
I see PFF, I see them, you know, quoted more and more and more and more and more. And they have, you know, teenagers trying to figure out, you know, who's blocking the best in the offensive line. Go ahead, Joe.
Unbelievable, isn't it, Ron?
He's taking the heart out of your premise.
He is. No, I'm not going to go on here, Ed. I'm going to throw it back to Ron.
I think what he was going to say.
No, I will.
They
have a wish list for every team. And theirs would be Hunter Henry as a tight end, saying the cap situation rough. But Henry would be a huge win if they could restructure some other deals, blah, blah, blah. Do you think they need a tight end? Do you think they should cut Vance McDonald and look elsewhere?
No, I don't think they should cut Vance McDonald. Yes, I think they need a tight end, but I think they need a number two tight end. They're not going to get Hunter Henry. Come on. I mean, let's put out another wish list there, you know.
There's other guys that I didn't think they wind up with Joe Hayden all of a sudden. I didn't think they'd trade for Minka Fitzpatrick. Why would you keep Vance McDonald? He can't stay on the field, Ed.
How are you going to afford Hunter McHenry?
By cutting Vance McDonald and whatever money he's owed.
$5 million. You're going to get Hunter for $5 million?
I don't know. There's lots of guys you could cut. There's lots of ways you can restructure and go out and get a guy.
You have to do that in order to go out and get Bud Dupree, Joe. The cap also, if they don't get a CBA here real soon, you're not going to be able to spread that money out like you used to for cap purposes.
I'm just a big believer they need somebody to play tight end, whether it's you can keep McDonald on the field. I'm looking at what these teams, Kelce now in the Super Bowl, Kittle now in the Super Bowl. These guys have become incredible weapons, and I know Ben loved having Heath and played pretty well with McDonald. It's just McDonald can't stay healthy.
Ron, the reality, though, wish lists are great. You know, bring Tom Brady in here to back up just in case, too. Wish lists are great, but the reality is you can't afford them. They're going to be right against the cap. They have Bud Dupree. They have some linemen. They got to put restricted free agents things on. I mean, you know, this is all fantasy football when you talk about bringing guys like that in. You can't do it. Yeah, it'd be great to have a super tight end. They've been trying to get one. They had two good ones for a while, McDonald with Jesse James. Hey, maybe the Lions will cut Jesse James. They hardly used him at all last year, and he can wind back up here.
I mean, I don't think we're talking about Tony Gonzalez in his prime here. And I don't know that Hunter Henry goes out and signs a $100 million deal, but that's beside the point here.
There's no tight ends in the draft either. It's a bad class.
Well, there's always some.
No,
George Kittle went in the fifth round.
Yeah, but they may not be better
now
than
he's got me in a bad mood, Ron. He's got me in a bad mood. George Kittle went
Tom
in the fifth
Brady
round,
went
Ed.
The sixth round.
Yeah.
The Steelers drafted T. Martin instead of Tom Brady in the sixth round.
Well, that's they may not be better than a kid from Michigan coming out this year, right, Ed?
Or, you know, Antonio Brown in the sixth round. Hey, once in a great, great while you find those guys, you can't count on it.
There's a lot of tight ends in the league who went beyond the first round. In fact, most of the best of them. There has to be one. Is there one tight end in the draft, Ed, or should we take you literally at none?
I haven't even looked at the draft yet. I don't know if you've
heard. You just said there's no tight ends in the draft.
Well, I know that much. Don't ask me for names now of sixth-round picks they might get as a tight end. Do they have a sixth-round pick this year?
I don't know. They have no picks this year, Ed. Where would you go in the second round? Just best offensive player available? Or will you find a way to come back at me with this question?
No, I'd come back. I'd do that. Best offensive player, maybe an edge rusher if that's the guy you have, because then you can let the free go after you franchise him next year. You know, the defensive line is not getting any younger, and it's going to get thinner. But, yeah, I'd go running back, wide receiver, tight end, offensive line, and you can throw them all apart and take the best one available.
There's all kinds of tight ends on this draft I'm looking at, right around where the Steelers pick. Bryce Hopkins from Purdue. I know you have a scouting report on him, Ed. Hunter Bryant from Washington. Three guys.
Another Hunter.
Bring him in. Jared Pinkney. Maybe he's related to Ed Pinkney. Remember that great Villanova-Georgetown game? Huh?
Pinkney. I thought he was Villanova.
He was.
Ed, before we let you go, you going to the Super Bowl? When are you going down?
No.
Of course he's not going to the Super Bowl, Ron.
Why?
Because he's too cranky to go anywhere at this
point.
Aren't
you going down and vote?
No, I'm not, Ron. My back surgery is preventing me. I'm not putting that at risk just to vote. No,
I'm sorry to hear that. I know how much you love that Saturday, and your ego demands that you be there. So,
Ron, I can tell you, as much an honor and a privilege and everything else it is to vote, I won't miss it this year.
All right, real quickly, and your guess, Troy in?
Yeah.
Fanica?
Maybe.
I say no, only because can you see them putting in Cower, Shell, Troy, and Fanica?
I just can't see them
be four Steelers in there.
I don't know that they'll be thinking that when they're in that room voting, though, Ron. I don't know. It'll hit him in the face, you know, two Steelers in the final 15. But Fanica might have a good case, but he might have a good reason to go in this year. You know, Steve Hutchinson is another one, but
Baselli.
He waited longer.
Tony Baselli
Fanica
as well.
Longer. I mean, Baselli.
He needs one of those guys to go in. He needs one of those guys to go in.
3 years.
He's played a few more than that, but we get your point.
Ed,
maybe we
should take a week off next week, I'm
thinking.
It's been
a feisty segment with you today.
You know, my back's in pain, and I feel the pain. But, it's always good to be with you guys and be feisty sometimes.
We hope you feel better.
I do hope you feel better.
Thank you for the call.
I know what that's like, back pain.
Thanks, fellas.
Take care, man.
Good, yeah.
All right. Ron. I think we should take a week off next week.
Next week's Super Bowl week. We need to talk to him during Super Bowl week.
Imagine how cranked up he's going to be for that next week. That was incredible. I've never heard him like that.
Well, he did kind of pee all over your Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, I'm not saying I worship at the altar of Pro Football Focus. It was a very innocuous little, Ed, here's what Pro Football Focus said the Steelers should do, and all hell broke loose.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.